Yeah.
Yeah, that
So,
explains things.
can you tell us a bit about the event, where, what it is, kind of just an overview about it?
Sure, yeah. So this year, I don't know if we'll get to this, but each year at SAM, we have a different theme. And this year, the theme is, the theme is called Empowering Equitable Workspaces. And we really wanted to highlight, sort of an odd. Anyways, we wanted to focus on, let's put that, workplace sexual harassment. So our keynote is on that topic. So it's called Unpacking Gender Inequity. And we're doing a screening of an American documentary film called Nevertheless, which is really like it features five people who have been impacted in different ways, both in the workplace and at school, by either, sexual harassment or discrimination based along gender lines. So we're doing the screening of this film, and then we have a brief panel discussion with two guest speakers. One person is from the Graduate Student Society. He's the advocate. And then the other person is an assistant professor in Beattie School of Business. So that's Harjeff and Natalia. And then we're going to have a brief Q&A. So we really want to, I think the documentary film is a really good like starting place. I think those personal stories that are included in it, I think, we talked about empathy. I think there's incredible value to the people who are courageous and willing to speak up and share their experiences. Yeah, and so that's sort of what the event looks like. It's happening from 12:30 to 2:15 in Halprin Center on the Burnaby campus, but we're also live streaming it so people can join virtually as well.
Oh, amazing. So the theme being empowering equitable workplaces, what kind of made you guys sort of come up to have this theme this year?
Yeah. So each year we do come up with a theme, and we've rotated, cycled through them. And I think this one, and this time last year, we were already thinking of this topic because we were thinking specifically of students who so many students already have their employees as well. They might have a full or part-time job while they're going to school. They're preparing for a career. Some students are already in their career, right? And then they come back to school. Like we're all going to be workers and employees at some point, and already probably are. And we are like, there's so we want, especially early career workers, to know about this issue, to know about, to de-stigmatize these conversations. We want them to know that, there are certain things that aren't okay. Like, these are your rights as a worker. These are the supports that are available. And then also, let's begin to, like we said, unpack this topic, so that we can talk about, okay, here's how it is now. How can we empower, individuals and organizations to create more inclusive and equitable working environments for everybody? Yeah, so we got to there, but I think it was really we started thinking about, student employees and what we're hearing from students about, their working conditions and experiences.
With it being about the an equitable workplace, for you, what would an equitable workplace kind of look like? Because I think there's a lot of ideas of what different people kind of think equity in the workplace is.
Yeah.
So what would you think like an equitable workplace environment would look like?
I appreciate, I'll be transparent that you shared this question with me ahead of time so that I could really think about it. And we've been thinking about this for over, well, for a long time. And if I had to boil it down, I would say a workplace where individuals can show up as their full selves as much as they want to, where they can thrive, and that is equitably accessible. So it's not that, yeah, some people who maybe hold a certain amount of privilege or power, they're like, yeah, I no problems. I can totally show up. Everything that I feel valued. I want everyone to feel that in their workplace, that they can bring their full selves, that their strengths are supported and celebrated, you know, that there are opportunities for them to continue to grow and develop so that their work feels, you know, rewarding in some way to them, and that is in alignment with their values. And I think that sounds all very lofty, but I think there's so, like, that's where I want us to be. There's so much work at various levels, from, you know, individual, the actual organization, thinking about systems and policies and procedures, governmentally, you know, legislation. Once again, it's like a whole society sort of approach. So it's not an easy thing to get to. But I feel like, especially working in post-secondary, I just see the potential of so many people. There's students and faculty and staff who are so committed, doing such amazing things, or they have visions for amazing things, and I want people to be able to contribute that. And I feel like when we have working environments that cause harm, that discriminate against people, where people are afraid, right, to share their ideas because they've been continually dismissed or shut down, or they feel like the environment is hostile, like, everyone is losing out on that energy and, you know, the innovation and ideas that people bring.
Absolutely, yeah. I really take that, what you're saying. I'd say very much, like, not kind of personal, but I think when I think about equity in a workplace, a lot of it stems around just, like, mutual respect. Rather than, it's still important to have stuff like equal pay and things like that, but I think sometimes that clouds over, the, like, focus on that clouds over the desire to just have mutual respect, to be respected the same as your peers.
Yeah. And the pay is part of that respect,
yeah.
But then it goes so much, it's so much, like you say, it's so much more than that.
Yeah, it's so much more past what you see. I would say, like, a lot of statistics and stuff focus in on, like, the gender pay gap, which is, it's important, but there's just so much more around it that kind of, I think, gets a bit lost in the conversation at mm-hmm. times. So just for this kind of summing it up, what has been, like, the previous themes of SAM that mm-hmm. you guys have had?
Yeah, we've done the themes. I think this is the fourth or fifth year we've done a theme. So we've done Masculinities for Humanity, which was last year. The previous year was From Awareness to Action, where we really wanted to say awareness is good, but it's not enough. We did one centering BIPOC perspectives, so the perspectives of Black, Indigenous, and people of color. And then another one was cultivating communities of care, where we really focused on care and support for people affected by sexualized violence. And then, of course, this year is empowering equitable workspaces.
That's amazing work. And I really love the fact that you've got a lot of intersectionality in those themes as well. And it's not kind of focused on, like, strict, I'd say, binary gender inequalities, that you've got an intersectional kind of lens into it as well, which I think is so important when we're talking about equality as a concept, is they're all intersected in one another. It's Absolutely. Never just, like, a clear black and white difference.
Yeah. It's such a, like I said, a complex, multifaceted, intersectional component topic. And so we're hoping with the theme of SAM, we're kind of highlighting a particular facet or intersection, right? Each year.
Yeah, absolutely. So be sure to have a look at the keynote event that's taking place next. I don't actually know what the date is. I just know it's January 22nd.
It's Wednesday, January 22nd.
Yeah. And there are other events going on around the keynote event as well, isn't there, for SAM?
Yeah, we have some other campus partners that are organizing different events and activities. What I would suggest is if you go to the SAM webpage, it's www.sfu.ca, not CA slash SAAM, and there's an events calendar so people can look and see what's on the events calendar and see if there are events or things that are of interest to them and they want to attend.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much as well for joining me today and having this conversation. I'm so glad that we can put it on a platform that hopefully reaches the people that want to be hearing about this and makes people want to attend the event and maybe get a bit more education or maybe further their education in their learning journey on it. Because I agree with you. I think it's such an important conversation to be had and needs to keep being had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, thanks so much for the invitation. It's been great to connect.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Truth is queen and kindness is king. Truth is queen and kindness is king.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Welcome back to Intravenous here on Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University at the top of Burnaby Mountain. I'm Robin, and we just finished listening to an interview that Rebecca did with Belinda Carson, who is the educational specialist at the SVSPO, that is the Sexual Violence and Prevention Office, Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office. here on campus, and they were talking about an event that is actually happening today in a very short time called Unpacking Workplace Gender Inequality, where they will be watching a film screening of this documentary nevertheless. You can find more information, and if you are on campus, I'm not sure if there's still room in Halpern Center to RSVP, but there might be an opportunity still to get the link and join by live stream over Zoom and still participate. So you can find out more on their website by Googling SFU SAM, S-A-A-M. A couple of the other events that they've got going on this week that may be of interest, and things that Belinda was also alluding to, are a couple of pop-up tables, one happening today, tomorrow, and Friday from 9 o'clock till 4. They will be in the Sci space. And I had to look this up because that didn't mean anything to me. But it is AQ3146. And that doesn't necessarily mean anything to me either. But I'm assuming it's by the Big Lecture theaters there. But if you wander around, I'm sure you'll see them. Again, the SAM pop-up tables at the Sci space today, tomorrow, and Friday from 9 till 4. And they'll be there to inform and educate and answer any kind of questions that you may have on what this Sexual Assault Awareness Month might mean for you and your department, your organization, you as a student. The other thing that looks really interesting on their events listing is Painting a Safe Workspace. And that happens on Tuesday from 12 till 2. I'm not sure where, because it's not listed. It's in subroom 2220. And again, there's a registration for SFU and FIC students. And it will be a guided discussion and an opportunity to create your own piece of art in an interactive workshop. So again, you need to register for that, but it is free to students on campus. All right, just with the 10 minutes or so that we've got left in the program, I thought that I would just sort of reiterate some of the things that were striking to me about what Belinda had talked about. And, you know, if you've listened to Intravenous before and you're not coming to us as a brand new listener, you'll know that we've talked about these things quite a few times, and it's heartening as well as disheartening that the conversation needs to and keeps coming around to the, you know, back to the same place. And that place to me is that our behaviors are shaped by the systems that we grow up in, and they're normalized within that system. And so, you know, what we're actually advocating for with any kind of social change, whether that's an equitable workplace or, you know, a reduction in poverty or housing for everyone, it all falls under the same rubric of how we normalize behavior based on the systems and values that we are taught and conditioned to either become aware of or not, because there's lots of things that we just take for granted and, you know, don't really blink an eye about it until it's kind of too late, right? And so, you know, the notion that university, especially, you know, this university on a mountain that is isolated and, you know, very islandish, is removed from conditions that are prevalent in everyday society is a fallacy, right? Everywhere we are is a microcosm of the macrocosm in the way that society operates. And so, you know, when we can generate awareness of whatever the issues are, and bring that intersectional lens to the discussion, as Belinda was mentioning, then we can facilitate a conversation that can be dedicated to that change that we're seeking, and dedicated to an impact that we would like to see, and create some kind of actionable step. The SVSPO's call to action on their website is that they are calling on every member of the SFU community, and that includes students, faculty, and staff, to foster workplace cultures of safety, respect, and accountability by practicing self-awareness, advocating for safer work environments, and holding ourselves and others accountable. Each of us can make a difference, and that collectively we can weaken the structures that permit sexual harassment and cultivate workplace cultures rooted in respect and dignity for all. And, you know, that harkens back to this notion that Belinda was also talking about, you know, creating empathy or cultivating empathy for others, and is one of the reasons why the movie that they chose to watch for today's event feels so powerful, is that there's a lot of empathy in the film. One of the things that I found interesting when I looked, because I don't know anything about the film, I'm going to attempt to go in and watch it and bring some information back for you next week, in relation to the issue. But it says that it takes a look behind the headlines of hashtag MeToo and the Time's Up campaign. And I was unfamiliar with the Time's Up campaign. And so I looked it up. And what I discovered is that it doesn't seem to exist anymore. Not that it's unnecessary by any means, because the motto, I'm going to call it, or the slogan that is attached to it, I think is still absolutely relevant in all the ways. And it's time's up on silence, time's up on waiting, time's up on tolerating discrimination, harassment, and abuse. Hashtag time's up. And all of those things contribute again to this culture and behavior that we see played out that allows for inequity in the workplace, inequity in the wider world. And so I quite liked those three simple but complicated statements there on Time's Up. I'm going to leave you with a song, and it seemed like an appropriate one for the conversation in a way. This is from Indigenous band Soleil Lunière, and it is MIWG2S. Thanks for listening to Intravenous. I will see you next week.
Je me transforme, nourris la foule. Mes racines corps creusent la terre. Je suis unie au territoire. Je déconstruis toutes les frontières. Waya, waya. Waya, waya. Waya, waya. Je ne suis pas ton acronyme. Je ne finis sweet.
Mm-hmm.